You with your morning team, Charlie, Denise, and Pat on WSGW. Day 25. Kenny Loggins Flair for you this morning on your morning team show on WSGW.
Top Gun.
Was that you?
That was me. Yes.
That was pretty good.
Thanks.
Pat was providing some of the
percussion
effects.
Sound effects.
Course, yeah, Gun. Denise, you're right. Of course, Top Gun.
Yeah.
I used to play this soundtrack in my car really loud.
Oh, really? That was your.
I think
your go-to
I got,
soundtrack, huh?
I think the first speeding ticket I ever got, I was playing this soundtrack really loud, driving too fast.
Did you explain that to the police officer?
No.
I just
pulled over quietly, gave him my license and insurance and registration. Said, I'm really sorry.
I don't know. I think that could have been justifiable speeding, you know? Yeah. Going at that rate.
Yeah.
This song, as well as five others, including Take My Breath Away, the two big ones. Mm-hmm. The lyricist for those songs passed away.
Oh, really?
I thought we should mention it. Huh. Yeah. Tom Whitlock. It says here he passed away February 18th.
That's like a week and a half ago or so.
And I didn't hear about it until this past weekend. I saw a couple of stories and thought, well, we should mention this. Unfortunately, he was 68 years old. Apparently, he had complications with Alzheimer's at the age of 68. Oh. But yeah, he helped co-wrote five of the songs on the Top Gun soundtrack, including those. It says he also has songwriting credits with artists such as Bonnie Tyler, Michael McDonald, Ray Charles, Graham Nash, Falco, Diana Ross, Teddy Pendergrass, Roger Daltrey, and John Entwistle.
Whoa.
So yeah, a few other notables we'd say as far as recognizable by name. And in 2012, the Library of Congress honored him for his songwriting contributions, too. So we wanted to give a little shout-out to Tom Whitlock, again, okay. Who passed away again on February 18th. Just heard about this past weekend at the age of 68.
So now I know who to thank for that speeding ticket.
Exactly right. That's right. Yeah. Haven't checked
the
his,
first of many.
Haven't checked his first of what?
Sorry.
No. Okay, note to self, if ever note going to a station event with Denise, make sure somebody else drives.
Make sure right. Make sure I set the cruise control. That's what we do.
I did not know that that song was first offered to the Motels. Take My Breath Away.
Mm. Was it really?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that either.
Of course, Berlin made it big.
Yeah, Berlin. Yeah. But yeah. Also, kind of added to maybe their breakup, too. I've heard stories about that.
I guess I could hear the Motels doing that song.
I could, too.
I suppose a little bit.
But I guess that song may have broken Berlin up a little bit. There was disagreement.
Oh, really?
Really?
And, some didn't like the song. So I think that was, yeah. I know.
Is it before or after it became a huge hit that they didn't?
And before or after they won awards?
I'm not sure. Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe they changed their perspective. It's one of those going into it. And how we've heard that though before. It's like, I don't know. With some artists or groups, we'll do it. And then they do it, and it's like turns into a smash.
It's a huge hit. Yeah. Right.
And then they get in a fight and break up.
Yeah.